is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
History is a Thing of the Past.
Now then, Clitheroe, I've kept you in after school because I have some questions I wish to ask you.
Well, fire away, sir. If you never ask, you never learn.
Do you want me to give you the cane, Mya?
Oh, that's an easy question, sir. The answer's no.
Clitheroe, Mya, you have no need to strive to abuse me with jokes. You will soon have me in convulsions, Mya, with your answers to your homework questions, Mya.
Well, now I've got you in a good mood, what can I do for you?
You can transfer yourself to another school, Mya. That is what you can do for me, Mya.
Oh, sir, don't tell me you've gone off me. I mean, if it's me homework, I've done the best I can for you. Isn't it all right?
No, it is not. It is obvious that you have been copying off the wrong people, Mya.
Hey, that's two jokes you've cracked, sir. You ought to be on the telly in Please, Sir, Sir, Mya.
That will do, Mya. Now listen to this. Question. Why was the famous old Roman road named Watling Street, Mya? Your answer, Clitheroe. So the postman would know where to deliver the letters.
Well, if they didn't give the street a name, he wouldn't be able to find it, would he? Yeah.
Clitheroe, yeah.
And think of the mix-up with the Christmas parcel, sir. He'd probably finish up delivering a dog collar to the fish shop woman and a pair of hot pants to the vicar.
Be quiet and listen to me. Starting tomorrow morning, you will bring your homework to me personally. And if it doesn't improve, you will report here every Saturday morning for a month for detention class.
What?
What is your homework for tonight?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't in class when they gave it out.
Oh, where were you?
I asked to leave the room and while I was in there, somebody locked the door and I couldn't get out.
You mean you were locked in the...
Yes, sir. And it's no fun being locked in the...
Now, look. Whatever the homework is, you will see Oswald Higginbottom, get the questions, and bring them to me tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's a relief, sir. For a minute, I thought you wanted me to bring the answers. Schoolboys union. Then we can all go on strike.
Look, your tea was ready half an hour ago. It's steak, pie and chips. Come and sit at the table.
Right, Mom, I'm starving. Fetch it on.
Look, put that knife and fork down and take your cap and mac and your satchel off.
Oh, heck, I'm dying for some food. Unless our Susan's cooked it, then I'll just be dying.
No, shut up. You're late as usual. Have you been kept in after school for being naughty again?
Yes, I was kept in for scaring all the little kids in the juniors.
Oh, how?
I drew your face on their blackboard.
That'll do. What were you kept in school for?
Your Pete Benson asked me to stay behind.
What for?
For about an hour. To help him to find out which naughty lad locked me in the boys.
The boys? Well, you know, Susan. The boys.
Yeah, that's right, Susan. At the school you went to, they called it the girls.
Oh, shut up. I'll get his tea, Mother. Oh, hello, Grandad.
Hello, my dear. Ah, there you are, my lad. Want a word with you? I've just been talking to your form master, Mr. Benson.
Oh, heck.
What's the matter, Father?
It's this week's camp. Did you know Benson kept him in after school again today?
Yes, it was because somebody locked him in the thingy. Oh, come on, let's have the truth.
He was kept in because of his homework. All his answers were wrong, and I've been helping him.
Oh, well, that explains it.
You...
Ozzy. Hello. Ozzy. I'll bet they've been cut off. Perhaps his dad's been trying to pay the phone bill with beer bottle tops again. Come on, Ozzy. Hey, what's that funny buzzing noise? Perhaps he swallowed a bee. Oh, heck, what's the use? I'm coming.
Hello, Jimmy, it's me.
Alfie, what are you doing here?
I've come to take your Susan to South Pacific.
Well, when you get there, chuck her in it.
Film, I mean. It's come round again and it's on at the local. I've called to take her there.
You daft thing, she's gone out.
Nah, but that's all right. Well, we don't have to be there until 7:15, so I'll wait.
Yes, for 25 hours, 9 minutes and 32 seconds.
What?
You're taking her to the pictures tomorrow night, not tonight.
Yeah, but we arranged it all. I was playing snooker tonight with the works team, but they changed it. Yeah, not the works team. The day, because it's away, the match. And some of them work overtime tonight, so now I'm meeting the team on the coach at 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, now it's 6:30 on Thursday.
Yeah, so stop saying I'm, is it?
Yes, today's Thursday, you dope.
Oh, heck, I've got it all wrong again. I've missed the bus.
You missed it years ago. Your head's like Ozzy's phone.
What?
That's out of order as well.
What do you want about?
I want to ring Ozzy for my homework questions, but every time I dial the number, I get a funny noise.
Oh, well, it could be their phone, or it could be your phone that's not well. About out of order.
Oh, I didn't think it'd be our phone that's not working.
Oh, you see, you're not all that clever. Now then, ring the post office and ask them to test it for faults.
Your head?
Yes, no. Ozzy's phone. Because it'll be theirs if they answer you. Not Ozzy's answers you, the post office answer you. I'll show you. Well, what's your number?
It's here.
Ozzy's not the post office.
Oh, it's here on the pad. 236-5753.
Right, I'll show you what to do. Now, first you dial 100. Not 100 times, 100, but 1-0-0.
Oh.
No. No, that makes it 1,000. Oh, you've gone 1-0 too many.
Oh.
Number, please.
Hello?
Number, please.
I want to report a Mr. Higginbottom.
This is the exchange, not the police station.
And I know that. His head's out of order. It's a form. I'm reporting it.
I see. What's your number?
945-2457, but that's no use because it's mine. That's the number when I'm at home, but I'm not. I'm at Jimmy's.
I don't understand.
I'm not at my house. I live near the station till they pulled it down, but I'm not there, I'm here. But Jimmy's in Lilac Avenue.
From what number are you speaking?
Oh, just a minute. Oh, Jimmy, I always forget. Well, what's the number of your house? 33, isn't it?
What do you want to know for?
Oh, it's not me, it's the operator. I said Lilac Avenue, and he said what number? Oh, of course. It's a phone number.
All you do is dial 1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
Hello? Hello?
Give that to me. Hello?
What's going on? Who is that?
Bellevue Zoo, the monkey house.
Now, look here. You start wasting my time.
I'm sorry, mister. Luke, do you know if 236-5753 is out of order?
Just hang on. Yes, I've got a note of it. It won't be put right until tomorrow morning. Now, I have got other calls to deal with, so get off the line.
Oh, pull your plug out. Right, come on, Alfie. We're going to Higginbottom's for me homework questions. Get your bike started.
Hello, here you go again, giving orders. But I'm not going out on my bike just to get your homework questions.
Of course not. When we get them, you're going to do them.
Thank you.
going on knocking? There's nobody in.
Oh, heck, I've got to get them questions off Ozzy somehow.
Now you can't if he's not here.
No, but I'll bet his boots are. Let's go around the back and see if there's a window open.
Yeah, not likely. You're not breaking in the house, Mr. Higginbottom, and murder you.
All right, I'll stay here. You go around the back and get him.
That's better. I'm not getting in bother with Higginbottom. I'd sooner tackle a wild bull.
Look, he just shouts a lot. He's got a big mouth.
Yes, well, I'm not putting my head in it.
Putting it at it where, lad?
In your mouth. Hello, Mr. Bullbottom. Higgins.
You what?
The letterbox, he was looking through it.
Yes, and I couldn't get me head in. I see it. Go through it.
Don't bother. Look, what are you doing here?
Well, we had to come. Your phone's not well. But Ozzy's out of order. They're coming to fix him tomorrow. The telephone.
Look, shut up. I know all about the phone. Clitheroe, you tell me what Alfie's trying to say, but in English this time.
Luke, I couldn't ring Ozzy, so I've come to see him.
Ah, well, he's gone out shopping with his mother, and he was supposed to get this bottle of turpentine for me before he went.
I thought you drank beer.
Look, I'm in the middle of decorating the front room, and I ran out of turps. Now, clear off, I've got work to do.
But I've got to get the homework off Ozzy.
You will not. I've told Ozzy not to let you copy off him any more. He's been a fool too long.
Well, he might grow out of it.
What?
He means he's grown up. But he doesn't want the answers to the questions. He wants the questions to the answers. But what it is, the homework question.
Alfred, try talking through your nose and give your mouth a rest.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, the teacher said I've got to get tonight's homework questions off Ozzy. Can I come in and look at his notes?
Oh, all right.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom. We won't be stopping you going out, will we? Like for your supper at the Rose and Crown.
That'll do. I'm not going out tonight. At 9 o'clock, there's amateur boxing on the telly.
Oh, yes, my dad mentioned it. The England versus Wales.
The wife's part Welsh, you know. I hope I get duffed up. Now, if you want Ozzy's books, they're in the living room there.
Right, Mr. Higginbottom. Come on, Alfie.
And don't make a mess. I'm in the front room if you want me.
Don't make a mess, he says. Look at this room, Alfie. Steptoe's backyard after a whirlwind, is it?
Nah, I wouldn't exactly call it a living room.
Oh, it'd be all right to live in if your name was Porky. They don't eat in here anyway.
How do you know?
There's no trough.
Yeah, sure up in that, are you? Look for Ozzy's books.
Hey, Alfie, look at this picture.
What is it?
I think it's a photo of Mr. and Mrs. Higginbottom's wedding. I can't see Ozzy on it.
Well, of course you can't. He wasn't... If he'd have been born then, look, start fooling about. I think I found Ozzy's homework book. Hey, look, this must be it. Write a story of an imaginary adventure with your favourite animal. Hey, that should be all right.
Ooh, an animal, yeah. That's a piece of cake. Hey, talking about animals, come and look at this other photo. Mr. Higginbottom and some women on the sands with donkeys. And don't ask which are the donkeys.
It is not that easy to tell. look at that funny looking woman there.
That funny looking woman is my sister.
Sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, isn't she bonny?
Which one? Which is your sister, Mr. Higginbottom?
There, on the right, with a chase me up the pier hat on.
Oh, Alfie didn't mean her, did he, Alfie?
There? No.
No. He meant the one on the left.
Yes. That's a funny looking one.
That's my mother.
Oh, eh. I've looked it up in the book, and that's all I can tell you. Anyway, I think it's daft writing about elephants. But why not have an adventure with a cat or a dog?
I'd like to have seen Hannibal riding over the Alps on a cat.
don't mean going over the Alps. Nobody said you had to write about Hannibal. That's your idea.
Yes, Alfie, a winner. All of them other mugs will be writing about cats and dogs, but my adventure is me in charge of animals, elephants. So get reading that book. Look up Hannibal under A.
I've looked up Hannibal with and his elephants. It starts with H.
What, elephants?
No, Hannibal. I mean Hannibal. And all it says is he crossed the Alps in 218 BC to storm the gates of Rome. But it didn't work.
The elephants went on strike.
Yes, it... shut up. Look, I don't know what happened. And the boat doesn't know.
Oh, well, that's smashing. I can write anything I like. Hey, I wonder where he got his elephants from.
Well, he bought them, I suppose.
Don't be daft. You can't walk in a shop and say, 3 dozen elephants, please. Don't wrap them up, I'll take them with me.
Talking about wrapping up, why don't you?
What?
Wrap up. Perhaps he bought them off a circus.
No, he'd attack the circus and pinch them with the trainers. That's it. I'll make up a story about my adventure with the elephants when I was, circus boy Jim. All of us could be in it. Me granddad the ringmaster, Mam the gypsy, you be the clown, that's obvious. And our Susan, what could Scraggy do? I know, she could coop for the elephants. They must have strong stomachs.
Honest, I don't know whether to thump you for being rude or laugh at you for talking daft.
Shut up and listen to this. It was Thursday, the 12th of whatnot, and Jim the circus boy and Alfie the clown were shivering in their tent on top of the Alps near the elephant park.
Elephant park?
Yes, that's where you park the elephants. They were waiting for Hannibal the Horrible, known as the Wild Bull of the Mountain. Alfie, open the tent flap.
Well, for?
I think our Susan wants to come in.
Don't be funny. That's one of your elephants.
Let's see. Which one is it? Oh, it's you, Nelly. Nelly is.
Ah, well, Nelly's had it. I'm fed up tramping back and forward to the cookhouse asking for a bun and a bucket of water.
Well, it's your own fault. You spoil that elephant. Every time it rains, bringing her in to sit near the fire.
Well, she's the baby.
Some baby. A ton and a half she weighs. And you use 30 yards of cloth making her a nappy.
Well, you don't look after the elephants like you should. I'm the clown, but I had to bring them all the way up the freezing Alps. 3 days and 3 nights with no sleep and I was frozen stiff.
Now you know why you're a clown.
Listen, it was no joke perched up there on an elephant with the wind whistling round me Audi.
Well, I did try and help you to keep awake.
I know, throwing snowballs at me.
I did get you to bring them up the Alps, but you didn't have to teach them daft tricks. Teaching them how to waltz.
What's wrong with that?
Well, who wants to dance with an elephant?
You're on again, are you, you silly circus boy? Just because Alfie teaches them better tricks than you.
Who asked you, Scraggy? Get cooking some more of your elephant swill. Anyway, Alfie's got flat feet. That's how daft he is.
How does that make him daft?
You didn't see how he got his flat feet, I asked you. Telling an elephant to sit while he was standing underneath it.
Jim, that's the ringmaster, your granddad.
Why, doesn't he sound like elephants?
I mean, he's bringing them up for Hannibal to inspect. Look at him.
Yes, and that's your job, circus boy, not Grandad.
But he rounds them up quicker. One toot on his bagpipes and they run for their lives.
Look at him matching the elephants. But here he comes.
Elephants! Elephants! Halt! 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 Halt!
That's all, Grandad. He's knocked the cookhouse down again.
I'm sorry about the cookhouse, son. The elephant didn't hear me. I think the wind's in the wrong direction.
It must be. If they'd smelled Al Susan's cooking, they'd have run the other way.
Oh, woe is me, thrice woe. The crystal ball tells me trouble is on the way. Great trouble is approaching.
Oh, it's Gypsy Mam Lee. What sort of trouble, ma'am?
Hannibal the Horrible is coming over for the inspection.
Alfie, quick, hide the elephant.
Too late. Hannibal comes now. Quick, kneel on the snow-laden ground in respectful reverence.
That snow's too cold. I'll kneel on Alfie.
Silence, circus boy. Greetings, mighty Hannibal, general of our victorious army, conqueror of the world, the mighty warrior of...
Never mind all that guff. What have you done to my cookhouse?
Oh, you noticed it?
Noticed it? I were in it. I was just getting stuck into a plate of sausages when the roof fell in. And when I came round, one of your thieving elephants had eaten me bangers.
That'd be Nelly. She likes a good banger, does Nelly?
All right, circus boy. Tomorrow morning, you'd better make sure them elephants do as good a job on the gates of Rome as they did on my cookhouse.
Don't worry, Horrible. I mean, Hannibal. They'll get through even if Alfie dies in the attempt. Now listen, Alfie. This is what you have to do. Friday the 13th. Unlucky for some.
For you, circus boy. Here we are at the gates of Rome. And you've lost the perishing elephants.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hannibal, but I told Alfie to sleep with the elephants all night.
Well, why are they missing?
Well, he snores a lot.
Oh, shut up. Look, we've got to get into Rome. So since you lost the elephants, you go down there and get the gates open yourself.
But he could be killed.
I'm banking on it.
No, no, death cannot come to such a brave circus boy. Off you go, valiant little soul.
Thanks, Gypsy Mam. You wouldn't like to come with me, would you?
I cannot. To the BBC I must fly straight away. Tomorrow I appear in Up Pompeii.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go on my own then.
Nobody in?
No, all the Romans are at the Colosseum. There's a notice pinned on the gates.
What does it say?
Colosseum, for one day only. The sensation of the century. Alfie and his waltzing elephants.
Wait till I get my hands on him. He'll dance on the end of a rope. Of all the stupid clowns.
And so they went back to the circus, the family carrying their bags and the elephants carrying their trunks. The end. How does that sound, Alfie?
You're right, load of drivel. Your teacher will murder you.
Why?
It's all so daft.
Yeah, I should have left you out of it. Still, it's too late to alter now. Get that telly on. It's nearly 9 o'clock. The boxing. I mustn't miss that.
All right, I switched it on. I heard a door. No, not the door on the telly. Your door.
Come in, Father, Susan. Oh, here they are.
Oh, hello, Mum, Grandad. Hiya, pudding face.
Now, that'll do. Hello, have you just switched the telly on?
Yes, it's amateur boxing, Mum. There should be some good fights on tonight. I hope Ozzy's not watching, Grandad.
Why not?
In case I see any new punches, then I can show him them tomorrow.
Oh, the bloodthirsty little horror.
Don't you call my pal Ozzy.
Oh. Talking about Ozzy, Jimmy, we saw him at the town hall with his mother.
Ozzy sent a message for you. You did do your homework tonight.
Yes, and if he wants to copy off me, he's at it.
Oh, no, 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 that wasn't the message. His dad told him about you and Alfie calling, but apparently you've got the wrong homework. The story hasn't to be done till next weekend.
Eh? Oh, well, that's all right. Wait a minute, though.
Yes, the homework you have to do tonight is the first 10 sums on page 25 of your arithmetic book.
What? Alfie, you twit.
Don't blame me. I only read what was on one page before Higginbottom slung us out.
Well, don't just stand there. Get the rotten arithmetic book and take your shoes and socks off.
Get your shoes and socks off?
What for? We're doing hard sums now. You might have to count up to 20.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Mr. Benson. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
To know Alfie did me sums for me. Well, it was his fault I did the wrong homework. Next day, when Humyor Pete checked him at school, he was quite pleased. He said 5 out of 10 was average for a boy of my age. I wonder what that makes Alfie. Carol!